Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Casbo Rants. Holy shit, fuck, are you shitting me? No fucking way, you've lost your fucking mind. Sweet mother of Christ, what's wrong with you? No, fuck, shit, son of a damn it! Get over it, unfucking believable. Casbo Rants, let's go.
Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Casbo's Rant. I'm Casbo, or the part that I'm Cole, the part that rants. I'm here to titillate you with my ideas, opinions, and otherwise. For those of you following along at home, this is Season 4, Episode 143. Excited to be here. Want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors that we sincerely appreciate. Hey, if you want a top quality in sex toys, name you can trust, a toy you know that's going to be quality, MotorBunny.com is the place for you. Check it out today. Make sure you go to MotorBunny.com, get either a MotorBunny original or a buck. That's right. You want to check those out, and you'll get a $50 discount by going and ordering. Also, it is football season, full in, and you know what? It's time to barbecue and grill out, and you want to make sure your meat has the best taste possible with top-quality meat rubs. Support a swinger-owned business, SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. That's SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. You can try one of their six different flavors, hickory dust, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, or pineapple paradise, as well as their brand new Cinecue, which is awesome, just had it. And you can use Casbo15 when you order it on the website and get a 15% discount. And don't forget, if you want to know everything going on in the lifestyle or the swinger world, make it a habit to read each and every month your edition of ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. Check it out today. You'll find our ads as well as great stories, articles to keep you in the know. And finally, safety. That's what it's all about. Can't say it enough. Don't become a victim. 1 in 4 people get their drinks drugged without their knowledge. You can prevent that with My Cup Condom. That's right. Go to mycupcondom.com/discount/Casbo10. Get yours today. And if you have a business, bar, event planner, throw parties or events, and you want to know how you can offer My Cup Condoms, shoot us an email and we'll be able to help you out and get you hooked up. There you go. So we're super excited with everything going on. So let's just jump right into the discussion today and what we want to talk about. I say it all the time. I'll say it again. The great thing about Casbo Rants and the great thing about the lifestyle is that the lifestyle is merely a mirror of real life. But for some reason, there's a disconnect there. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because we know that the lifestyle is supposed to be about kind of creating fantasies, dreams, the adult Disney World, so to speak. It's a different... So we don't put it as the same. We don't understand. But what I want to talk about today, because I think this is so very important, and we're getting ready to go into the winter months, which the winter months present a whole new array of type of events, obviously. I mean, there's been big parties and there's been some hotel takeovers and some things like that. But in the winter, you know, in the summer you have more campouts and outside stuff, more space. But in the winter, you start to go more meet and greets in bars. You start to go to more house parties. You start to go to more hotel takeovers. And so we need this reminder a little bit. And, you know, we all, human nature, some people are better at it than others, talk a great game. Talk, talk, talk. Lips flapping. We say all the right things to say. We say all the right things that people want to hear. We say all the things to make people have a warm and fuzzy experience. But that's where it stops. And that is a challenge. Now, that's a challenge in life. In real life, when you take and make promises or you agree to something or you have a deal, a business deal or an agreement or a whatever, when the rubber doesn't hit the road, so to speak, it creates a problem. But in the lifestyle, I maintain that in the lifestyle, some things are magnified and are actually have greater consequences in the lifestyle than they do out in the real world. Now, if you've listened enough to my rant, you know that's probably the exact opposite of what I'll say in most of my things. Most times I say, hey, look, the lifestyle is a microcosm of real life. And so the consequences, you're playing for a different thing, you know, reality versus your play world, so to speak. But when it comes to actions speaking louder than words, this is an area that the lifestyle trumps other real life, okay? Because you're not just talking about something that you can get a bad Yelp review if you don't follow through with a customer, or a bad review at your job if you don't follow through with your boss, or maybe even getting, you know, a disappointed kid or upset neighbor or something along those lines. You are talking about people's safety. You're talking about people's complete mindset, comfort levels. I mean, it's astronomical. Let me give you an example, because right now it's kind of vague. But if I put on an event and I say that, you know, we promote a safe event, and then when you come to my event, it's not safe, right? And there's bad things, that people get touched, people get groped, assault, whatever. The consequences of that are a lot more than just somebody being kind of upset or maybe somebody being disappointed. Actions truly speak louder than words. You can sit down with your spouse or your significant other or your friends with benefit or whomever or your play partners and have discussions about rules and what is and is not acceptable. And that's great. But then if those rules are broken, you're talking about things like assault. You're talking things about rape. You're talking about things about destroying marriages. You're talking about the stakes you're playing for are substantially higher. And the long-term effects are substantially greater. Let's take the example of with your spouse or significant other, okay? Because I think this is a good one. If you sit down and you have a no-go list, okay? And you agree to follow that no-go list. Not going to fuck him. Not going to hook up with him. You're going to be polite, but that's it. And then you go to an event or a bar, meet and greet, whatever the case may be, and proceed to obnoxiously flirt, touch, feel, make out, God forbid even go on, do more, whatever, with that person. Well, let's not even go do more. Let's just go with you proceed to talk and give them all your attention and everything. After you had just said and agreed, you use your words to agree to one thing, then your actions totally say something different. So at the end of the night, you're on your way home. Your significant other is very upset because, well, you didn't follow the rules, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're upset because, well, it was an accident. I didn't mean for it to happen, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it won't happen again. I'm so sorry. How believable is that? Sorry. So let's keep that scenario going. So the agreed discussion, to review, the agreed discussion was you'll be polite, but that's it. With somebody that's on the no-go list. You get there, you end up giving all your attention, flirting, petting, touching, whatever. On the way home, you promise never to do it again. The next event that's coming up is, say, a hotel takeover, or it is at a place that allows, has on-site play, or something along those lines. Some place where the ability to take it further is right there. Now your significant other knows that that person is going to be there. And you've swore up and down it's never going to happen again. It was a mistake. It was an accident. What's the general feeling going into it? Your significant other has probably got doubts at this point in time. Probably has a little bit of concern, a little bit of anxiety, whatever. Because, well, the last time you said one thing and did the exact opposite. And the more you try to go, no, you're blowing this out of proportion, because that's what everybody says. We try to minimize our actions. It was just a mistake. It was just an accident. The more it screams in the other person's head, what goes on? What could go on? Now, let's go ahead and take that scenario a little step further, because this happens all the time. Guess what? The other person, the third person, wasn't privy to your promises, wasn't privy to your conversation, the last contact they had with you. There was flirting, light touching, whatever. So as soon as you walk through the door, they're all over you. See where this is going? Now, are your actions going to speak louder than your words? Because you know what? Even now, how do you, any little bit of flirt, any little anything, not even taking on a level of hooking up, is completely going to set your significant other over the edge. And let's say you go ahead and break that rule. People, too much booze, too much weed, too much whatever, caught up in the moment, quote unquote. You're getting or giving a blowjob, you're having sex, who knows what. That's the kind of stuff that has couples becoming victims of the lifestyle. It's a little more than just having, like, a bad Yelp review. The problem is, it happens all the time, and we try to justify away why it happened. We justify that our words were not followed through, but I'm telling you, it's huge what it does to me. Well, it's huge what it does to people's psyches. And if you haven't yet been on the receiving end of that BS, you might not know that experience, but if you have, you know how crappy it is. That's an example of just adding event, okay? That's a pretty major example, because that happens all the time. And I'm talking about this because it doesn't do any good to have rules if then you proceed to just give them lip service. Basically, this rant is about the why lip service is of no value. This very concept in the lifestyle can be taken multiple ways. It can be taken on if there's someone or a couple or whatever the case may be that is, we'll say, racist or an extreme like that, right? I don't believe in that sort of stuff. But then you go hang out with people that do and that are open about it. Do you see how that problems them? See how what it does is it eats away at your credibility. Because your words say one thing, but your actions say something totally different. I hate drama. We won't let drama. We don't believe in drama. But your actions constantly create drama. Huh. We believe in consent. We absolutely consent. But your actions show you're touching people without permission. Or you're justifying why certain people you can touch without permission. Do you see how it becomes this huge pattern? And what's very ironic is you will find most people are creatures of habit, right? So if they take and if their words are truly meaningless when it comes to something, on one thing, you know, that pattern tends to be repeated all over. So if someone, I hate drama, and they always produce drama, you'll tend to find a lot of times when they say, I always believe in consent, that's the most important thing, that their actions speak otherwise. It's kind of a pattern. It's a behavior. I don't want attention, but I do everything to get attention, whether it be with posts or whatever the case may be. I would give me someone who will call it out. I will flat out tell you I'm an attention whore. Absolutely. I love the spotlight. I always have, never tried to shy away from it. And I will also tell you that. Now, does this mean that somebody can't say something and then make a mistake, forget it, not follow through, and that they're purposely doing it? No. Obviously, there's a human factor. And anytime we talk about anything in the rant, you know, everything's not a, it's not a set in stone, all this, all that. But we're talking about the overall principle and the overall concept. And if you truly sit and think about the last couple of events you were at, the last places, you will, and think, put, apply what I'm saying to your memories of the event, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. All of a sudden you'll go, wait a minute. At this event, notice I said the last couple events. This person did that at this event. Wait a minute, that person did the same thing at this event. Wait a minute, that person. Now, some people are going to listen to this and go, yeah, but some of that stuff I don't interact with. I know who you're talking about, all right, which I'm not talking about any one person, obviously. But, you know, I know people like that, but I don't interact with them. So it doesn't affect me. Well, in the lifestyle, let me pose this question to you. If they say that they always get tested, but their actions say they never do anything that, you know, they say one thing and do the exact opposite, why should you believe them when it comes to that they're being tested? Why should you believe them when they say that they don't share who they sleep around with or they won't tell anybody? Just because you haven't heard them say it doesn't, I mean, again, if it's the proof's in the pudding. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and has swims like a duck, it's probably a damn duck. It's the same thing. And what you'll find is, I wish we could listen to these in a group setting, because what would be funny is a lot of times with my rants, and this would be one of those, I believe, that if you put a group of 100 people in a room listening to this rant, you would absolutely be able to tell the people without saying a word who the people were that are totally guilty of this, because you could watch their reaction, because they would get pissed as hell going, well, I don't do that. Or they'd be the first one saying, that's never me. Now, again, like all my other rants, and I've always said, it's about self-evaluation, self-realization, whatever. Have I ever been guilty of my actions, not what I say and my actions being different? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it can happen to anybody. And you know what? The key is if it happens, to realize it's happened and correct it. And correct it. Because the great thing about our actions and our words, these are two things that we 100% have control over. So many times I talk about things in the lifestyle on my rants that are reactionary a lot of times, right? I'm not, you know, a portion of the time. Or that I talk about things that you can control a part of whatever the rant's about. But this is a rant that I can say with 100% certainty, you and I and everyone else have 100% control over. There is not one part of this that we can actually pass the buck on to anybody else or have anybody else that we're going to go, yeah, but nope. You control what you say, and you control how you act. Again, we all know booze, weed, whatever, you know, bad day, that doesn't figure into this equation, because again, you have control how you deal with that. So what makes this rant so great, and why I hope people listen to this rant and all the way through, is here is something that you have complete control over. You have the complete ability to make it better, to ensure that your words and your actions always align. You have the complete ability to think before you speak, think before you act. There is not a single thing that anybody else can do that can alter those two things. People, yeah, well, what if someone's really... Nope. You always have the ability to walk away. Now, just because we have complete control over it, does it mean that it's easy to control it and to do it right? No. Hence the reason, once again, we always talk about the need for self-evaluation. Because we have to review in our minds activities and conversations and what has happened in our life. Look, here's a great way to put it. If you, every time, every event you go to, when you walk up and try to talk to somebody, every time the person walks, goes, fuck you, and walks away. You walk up and say, hi, and you start talking to them, and within 5 minutes, they go, fuck you, and walk away. Where is the problem at? What's the one consistent? You. So where do you have to look to find the change? You. That is what makes this so awesome. We have the ability to make sure that we don't say things that... We don't write checks that our bank can't cash, right? It's that simple. So it means we have to do things like under-promise. It means we have to, if we've said we believe in consent, we have to make sure that we're not too intoxicated to forget, or that we're not too caught up in the moment that we just completely lose control, that we hold ourselves accountable, that we control our hands and everything else. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult. It just means when we go to lifestyle events, we don't have the freedom to just shut off the thinking part of our, just shut our brain off. When you go to a lifestyle event, even though it's vacation, it's fantasy, it's whatever, it does not mean you get to just shut every part of common sense and every part of thinking down and just go, and just run amok. That's it. Here's the other thing I believe with everything about the lifestyle and pretty much with everything in life. I said with this, we control it, right? No one else can control our words and our actions. So in turn, that means we don't have the ability to control someone else, to make someone else have their actions speak as loud as their words and to follow through, correct? We don't. But I do believe that if more and more people, if we get 99 people out of 100 people following that common sense rule, my actions speak louder than words. What I say is what I do. What it does, because it's human nature, the one person that's the one out of the 100 will convert and will follow suit and fall in line with the other 99. Basically, we're leading by example. We're leading by example. And the human experience and human nature is a desire to be part of a group and accepted, whatever. And so we will adjust our behavior to fit into the surroundings around us. So if everybody else, I say that I believe in consent, my actions show I believe in consent. I say that I believe in accepting everybody, and my actions show I believe in accepting everybody. The outsider will conform because they'll want to be part of the group. So by keeping our own doorstep clean, so to speak, and by having control of ourselves and making this effort, we can positively influence the lifestyle and others that maybe don't do that. What we do is we've led the horse to water. And when the one horse sees all the rest of the horses drinking, they go, oh, I probably should have a drink too. Look, I'm thirsty. Glug, glug, glug. That's how it works. Understand, when you have such an issue, understand if you if you are not willing to look and examine and determine and make sure that your actions mirror your words, you will become an outcast. Because eventually, people will catch on to the fact you say one thing and do the exact opposite. And the sad thing is, if they catch on because of something big like consent or testing or something along those lines, the consequences will be more than just upset and not wanting to hang out with you. Think it through. Make an effort to make the lifestyle better for yourself and everybody else. Kids, you've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again. This rant's done.